Noble sons I fathered here, but scarce one man is left me. 50 I had when the Achaeans came, 19 out of a single belly, others born of attendant women. Most are gone. Raging Ares cut their knees from under them. And he who stood alone among them all, their champion, and Troy's, 10 days ago you killed him, fighting for his land, my prince, Hector. It is for him that I have come among these ships to beg him back from you, and I bring ransom without stint. Achilles, be reverent toward the great gods, and take pity on me. Remember your own father. Think me more pitiful by far, since I have brought myself to do what no man else has done before, to lift to my lips the hand of one who killed my son. Now in Achilles, the evocation of his father stirred new longing and an ache of grief. He lifted the old man's hand and gently put him by. Then both were overborne as they remembered. The old king, huddled at Achilles' feet, wept, and wept for Hector, killer of men, while great Achilles wept for his own father, as for Patroclus once again. And sobbing filled the room. But when Achilles' heart had known the luxury of tears, and pain within his breast and bones had passed away, he stood then, raised the old king up, in pity for his grey head and grey beard cheek, and spoke in a warm rush of words. Ah, sad and old! Trouble and pain you've borne, and bear a plenty. Only a great will could have brought you here among the Achaean ships. And here alone before the eyes of one who stripped your sons, your many sons, in battle. Iron must be the heart within you. Come then and sit down. We'll probe our wounds no more, but let them rest, though grief lies heavy on us. Tears heal nothing, drying so stiff and cold. This is the way the gods ordained the destiny of men, to bear such burdens in our lives while they feel no affliction. At the door of Zeus are those two urns of good and evil gifts that he may choose for us, and one for whom the lightning's joyous king dips in both urns will have by turns bad luck and good.